Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 23rd of July of the year 2020. Celebrations today include National Grandmother Day, so enjoy your grandmother or encourage your offspring to breed on this day as a way of paying tribute to all the wrinkly matriarchs of history. Also, Vanilla Ice Cream Day today for those of you who want all the fun of ice cream with none of the fun of anything else. Happy birthday today to Daniel Radcliffe, the boy who lived to become a man who does stuff online. Your guest today on the podcast is Flapjack Lumberjack returning favourite Alison Spittle. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Alice. Getting flappy with it. That's my new line.
Coming up today is your top story, Confectionery Trends, brought to you by Alison Spittle. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, border clashes between India and China continue, with many in the international arms community agreeing that hitting each other with sticks looks a lot more fun than most other modern forms of warfare. The UN and a number of other fairly powerless but prestigious organizations are attempting to put together a committee to propose that all nations agree to commit warfare on the pre-Bronze Age model, because it does look more satisfying and seems to lead to less collateral damage. How do you feel about this whole hitting people with sticks thing?
I like it. I mean, I was very scared for the past few years because there's been a bit of an arms race. You know, all the countries have seemed to be getting really into Nerf guns. And I thought, wow, where is this going to end? Especially as India had just bought the world's biggest Nerf gun and Nerf bullet, which, you know, it's quite scary. I mean... a foam disc that's able to cover a whole city, it's not going to be good. So the sticks, I love it, mate. Love it.
Also in news, the millionth tree of the Million Trees Project has just been planted, completing the project of the Million Tree Project. Amid celebrations, the tree has not responded to requests for comment, and some experts are concerned that the tree may not be aware that it is the millionth tree at all. As somebody who has a lot of work to do with trees, how do you feel about this?
I have mixed feelings about it because, as you know, to celebrate the millionth tree in the Millionth Tree Project, we've done a lot of work. We actually burn all the trees down in a wonderful celebration of the environment and trees. So, yeah, I'm quite mixed feelings. I'm happy the project is done, but my asthma is quite bad at the moment, and I don't know if I'm able to go to a rave with a million trees burning around me, but I'm going to give it a good go, Alice. I'm going to give it a good go.
Meanwhile, in Italy, the Wiggles government is facing a challenge from Silvio Berlusconi, who has put together a paid militia and announced a bounty on the head of Dorothy the dinosaur after her mocking remarks about his recent Zoom penis appearance. If you're not aware, they did a national government broadcast and Silvio Berlusconi appeared just as his penis. And he tried to claim that it was a penis filter, but it was in fact just his penis. And Dorothy the dinosaur made fun of him, which is a shame. Dorothy recently yes. released from custody after accidentally spreading the coronavirus with her controversial hugs tour, has mimed bravery in the face of this threat to her life, while Captain Feathersword has deployed the armed forces to bring Berlusconi to justice. More news emerging in the days to come, I hope. That's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if competitive Super Smash Brothers gamers can be accused of sexual misconduct, how long will it be before the collapse of civilization as we know it? So you should probably use your money to buy stuff before we have to start trading in goats and witchcraft again. We're living in polarized times, and I'm not here to tell you how to think. But whether you're black, white, or purple, dear God, why are you purple, everyone can enjoy the pure, refreshing, not really a taste of half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. Can we at least agree on that? And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nostalgia. Remember Nostalgia? Wasn't that great?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's all the time we have for your ads for today, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Your top story today, confectionery news. Alison Spittle, what's going on in the world of confectionery right now?
Well, Alice, I'm very excited because as with these times and as the advertisement has said before, nostalgia is coming back big time, and that's affecting the confectionery world. Chocolate cigarettes, do you remember those, Alice?
Yes.
Little pieces of chocolate wrapped in paper that you'd suck on and pretend you were your mum or your dad, and then they'd quit smoking at some point. Chocolate cigarettes are coming back big time. But there's a bit of a twist, a modern twist on it. They're smokable. So now, instead of children recreating their parents' sins by sucking on a chocolate cigarette until the paper became little balls in their mouth with a chocolatey saliva, now they are just breathing in the sweet, sweet fumes of cocoa, which has been proven to be totally fine and absolutely breathable. So very exciting now that the chocolate cigarettes are now smokable. They've also got a chocolate vape, but they're not catching on that well because children don't like to be embarrassed. So quite interesting. Also, candy floss is happening. Candy floss is coming back, but not in the way that we know it. It's a dental floss made of sugar, and it's the most delicious confectionery yet. And it is yet to be approved by the National Dental Association, but we all know those people can be bought very easily. So it's a matter of getting enough money together, and we should have the okay from the Dental Association quite soon. I'm very excited about this candy floss that's going to come out now because I hate flossing, Alice, as it is. So I would quite like to taste a bit of sugar with my blood.
I feel like the solution to not wanting to floss is to get rid of all of your teeth as quickly as possible.
I mean, I am doing that by not flossing. So it is quite... it's working quite well. But a bit of sugar with your medicine. That's how I see it. Except you're just putting harmless sugar between your teeth.
That's that famous song, isn't it? Bit of sugar with your medicine helps the medicine go down.
Absolutely. A spoonful of sugar with your mouth of blood helps the medicine go down. I'm talking about gum disease, by the way, if people are a bit horrified.
Yeah, or a spoonful of sugar has unforeseen consequences for your long-term health.
Very much. But we'll blame it on butter. We'll blame it on butter. Sugar really is a toxic friend that is like stabbing you in the back and blaming it all on hydrogenated fats. And they're just like, we're just lovely sugar. What could go wrong?
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and esteemed guest. That's you today, Alison.
That's me. I'm healthier esteemed than fried.
To lift my spirits during these dark days, I have been listening to a lot of the Jackson 5's Blame It on the Boogie. I love this song, but was wondering if you may have any insights into why this boogie should be blamed and for what exactly it should be held to account. It seems the other culprits, Sunshine, Moonlight and Good Times, are all found innocent. Why should the burden of guilt lie squarely at the door of the boogie? Kind regards, Nick. Nick, this is a really stupid question. I don't know what brought you to write it into me. It's obvious. If you don't know what the boogie is, then you're too uncool to ever be exposed to the boogie. Interestingly, Blame It on the Boogie is my parents' song.
Oh, really? Oh.
They used to live in a flat next to the Bangara Dance Company when it was starting out, and apparently they just played Blame It on the Boogie on repeat while learning their skills. Bangara Dance Company, very highly acclaimed now, but that's my parents' song, because I assume that's the song they were listening to when they first banged.
Yeah, I do understand that letter. They are scared that Boogie is being used as a scapegoat. But, you know, if the good times and Sunshine and Moonlight can't be brought to justice, at least we can bring Boogie to justice. Although it's kind of very scary, though, because Boogie has been kept in a place and there's not enough security around them. I'm afraid that, like, something might happen to them and they'll blame it. They'll blame Boogie's death on Boogie himself. you know?
Boogie did not commit
suicide.
Boogie
knows too much. No, he did not. He did not.
But this is the thing. Your essential problem here, Nick, with your question, the fundamental flaw in your question that makes it such a stupid question, is that the relevant question is not what the boogie is, but also, or more relevantly, what it is. What are you blaming on the mm-hmm. boogie? This is something that you can determine from context quite easily. What are you blaming it for? Well, what you know, sunshine, moonlight, good times. What are those things often associated with? It's your it, in this instance, is your erection. Is your erection caused by the sunlight? Is it caused by the moonlight? Is it caused by the good times? No, it's caused by the boogie. Boogie, very sexually arousing thing. And, of course, the erection very famously mentioned as it in a number of other songs, including If You Can Make It Here, You Can Make It Anywhere. That's a specifically New York erection.
A New York erection sounds like an album by like a yacht group or something, like a yacht rock album from the late 80s. It's just a New York erection.
Thank you so much for writing in to us, Nick. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Alison Spittle. If you enjoyed her today, which I'm sure you did, we'll enjoy her back on episode 195 or other previous episodes, including episode 156, where she did some great flapjack lumberjack work. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
I've got two podcasts to plug. The Alison Spittle Show, which you can find on all podcast networks, and The Wheel of Misfortune with Fern and Alison, or Alison and Fern. I'm not sure what order it's gone in, but I don't mind. I'm a team player. It's not a big deal whose name comes first. And also my social media at Alison Spittle, and I have a coffee account as well. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's alliterative, or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind the scenes look at my glamorous life. This evening, if you are listening to this on the day that it comes out, out is the 23rd of July. I have a live show on Next Up Comedy. So tune in to find out what that is as I simultaneously find out what that's going to be. My special Savage is more well thought through and is available on Amazon Prime. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter, as they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.